donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. We've been telling you about for years, all the way back in 1990, I was exposing the Clinton crime family. In fact, I went to Arkansas, I went down to MENA, and I went and I talked to the people while all of this stuff was happening there. And while I was there, they used 14 different Clinton mobsters to try to run me out of Arkansas. And the last night I was there, folks, they were outside my room all night long with ball bats and shotguns, and they had a pickup truck with the real large wheels on it, and they would run it up and stop just short of coming through my window. So I actually had to sit in a chair there that night because, I didn't want to be in the bed. It's good to die in a bed, I guess, but not while you're run over with a truck. But anyhow.
No, it's not good to die that way, though. Right. Yeah, exactly.
And so, we knew what was happening. We had many of the people, the family victims of anyone who could cause Hillary and Bill a problem. Now, their bodyguards, their Larry Patterson, their strategist, Larry Nichols, they all told me, and the people I talked to down there that were close to him, the Parks, Gary and Jerry Parks, and that it was Hillary that was behind all the killings, that it was Hillary that they said, Bill, you give him a little cocaine and some women and he's happy, okay, but it was Hillary. That even Bill was afraid of Hillary, okay?
Well, she pretty much earned the nickname Killary.
Yeah. And so, and she was a wicked woman. I remember when she was bragging about getting a man off. This guy had raped a 10-year-old girl and left that poor girl, left her in a very, very poor mental condition. And Hillary said he was as guilty as sin, but I got him off. It was no regard for the little girl at all, just like pure wickedness. And then when I watched that woman, when they were beating Gaddafi in the streets after Gaddafi had supported her, she laughed at him as he was dying like a dog being beaten in the streets. That is a wicked woman. And so, but I remember her saying, if Trump gets reelected, we're all going to hang. We're all going to hang because he's going to actually do something. So go ahead and play that clip.
What's up, guys? It's Benny. We live in an incredible timeline, and no matter how epic things get, it's good to remind ourselves where things started. This is the moment that changed everything.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
I've seen this hundreds of thousands of times, and I still break into a howling belly laugh every single time I watch it. The old world being destroyed before our very eyes. Everything changed in this moment. The political landscape was torn up, reset, and the table remade for all time as Hillary Clinton destroyed and humiliated and, by the way, never ever recovered. This is what Hillary Clinton looks like today in a recent video. She's not doing well. She's never gotten over the fact that Donald Trump beat her ass in the 2016 election. And then Donald Trump went on to destroy Kamala Harris as well, being the first man to ever beat two left-wing, cringe-inducing, insufferable girl boss women for the presidency. God bless Donald Trump. Will Hillary Clinton ever suffer for her crimes? Well, she's clearly suffering, right? And she can't do an interview without whinging and bitching about Donald Trump and her own personal pain. Bill Clinton has to quarantine with Hillary Clinton, and that, I guess, is punishment enough for Bill Clinton's crimes. And what are those crimes exactly? Well, there are a lot of them, but here's one that always comes to mind: the number of people who've died in the wake of the Clintons. There have been a lot of mysterious deaths. Even here, NBC News calls them suspicious deaths. An old Hillary Clinton conspiracy theory finds new life in the Jeffrey Epstein news. Ah, yes, this was back in 2019 where they said, it's just a conspiracy theory. that Hillary Clinton would have Jeffrey Epstein killed in his cell. That's what it's called right here in Wikipedia. The Clinton body count conspiracy theory. Clinton body count is a conspiracy theory centered around the belief that former U.S. President Bill Clinton and his wife, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, have had their political opponents murdered to look like suicides. We have a list of about 50 or more victims who've all mysteriously died. Every single one of them was somebody who, well, the Clintons wanted dead. And now Donald Trump has done changed the damn game all over again. President Trump posted on Truth Social a remarkable video highlighting the Clinton body count. Here we go.
F. Kennedy Jr., he was declared the front runner for the New York Senate seat back in 1999. Days later, his plane crashed into the Atlantic Ocean, and his rival, Hillary Clinton, was elected senator. Mary Mahoney was a Clinton White House intern. She knew enough of the inner workings of Bill's sexual advancements to be a star witness during the Clinton impeachment trials. She was brutally executed at a Starbucks she was managing in 1997. In 1993, White House counsel Vince Foster was found dead in Fort Marcy Park near D.C. He supposedly killed himself, and among a lengthy list of potential foul play, the bullet was never found. Then there's James McDougal, a key witness for White House prosecutors. He was serving his three-year sentence for bank fraud at the Fort Worth Federal Medical Center in Texas. And just before he was to give a testimony before the grand jury, McDougal suffered a heart attack in solitary confinement. In 2015, Walter Scheib, a White House chef hired under Bill Clinton, joined the list. His body was found at the bottom of a river, nearly 2 miles from the base of the trail he was reportedly hiking. An autopsy determined that Scheib's death was accidental drowning, but he might have known too much. 27-year-old Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich was shot and killed in D.C. this year. There is speculation that he was the source of the controversial leaked emails allegedly sent by DNC staffers, and that he may have been murdered in retaliation. Then Sean Lucas, the lead attorney in a fraud case against the DNC, was found lying on the bathroom floor by his girlfriend when she returned home on August 2nd. His death was reported classified, pending the results of an autopsy. To this day.
All righty, we're back just for a minute. We're going to come in and break up. 888, the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, Bob in Illinois pledged 35. Rocky in Michigan pledged 50. Judy in Pennsylvania pledges 50. And Norma in Illinois pledges 50. It's good that we're getting a lot of play out of Illinois tonight, because that was one of the stations there in Chicago that's been in real trouble. And so praise the good Lord, the people are responding in Illinois. But you know what? We haven't heard anything at all from California. San Diego, we haven't heard anything.
San Diego, yeah, we need to hear you.
Yeah, and that's one of the stations that's in, you know, it's in real danger right there. And also, Dallas is another one that's in real danger. So, folks, we definitely got to hear from you. We're doing everything. Look, we're doing everything we can on this end. We never compromised. We've always given 100%, and none of us take a pay. We all volunteer our time. It's because the cause is a righteous cause. So go ahead and take us back.
Talk to experts who've really tracked this kind of stuff. And they're very serious people, very serious journalists and investigators who've gone through and have cataloged not only the mystery of these deaths, but also their extreme proximity and convenience to the Clintons. Essentially, the way that it works is any single person who ever threatens the Clintons at all from a political standpoint ends up dead. And that includes dead or near dead, as President Trump, of course, missed a bullet by a millimeter in a miracle. President Trump, of course, the chief threat to Hillary Clinton. And maybe this is a message that Donald Trump is sending. James Comey was dragged in to Secret Service headquarters for questioning today. The gloves are off and hopefully the handcuffs will be on. This is the official Trump war room sharing this. Donald Trump, of course, sharing this. This is the most viral video on the internet right now. President Trump posted the Clinton body count video naming the top Clinton associates who committed suicide or worse. God bless President Trump for not being too afraid to shed light on this. Donald Trump just took a blowtorch to Hillary Clinton this morning. Look what he posted on True Social. I mean, does this mean there's going to be maybe some federal investigations and this kind of stuff? President Trump shared a video montage of people affiliated with the Clintons being found dead. Unpopular opinion, President Trump's biggest mistake in his first term was not having Hillary Clinton arrested. Many say this. You speak with close Trump advisors, and what they'll tell you is that they were just trying to play nice with Clinton. They were trying to heal the country, right? They were on the side of the better angels, and they learned their lesson, right? That we all did, okay? Now, what happens when you ask a known Clinton associate about the Clinton body count? Well, this actually happened when Anthony Weiner, who was like, what's the best way to describe Anthony Weiner? He's a big-time Democrat politician. He was dating Hillary Clinton's closest aide. He was married to Hillary Clinton's closest aide. Her name is Huma Abedin. Anthony Weiner, definitely like an inside man in Clinton world. And he was asked about this. It's a couple of years ago. But man, he lost his mind. He went, it's funny. Yeah. If you're innocent of something, if somebody's like, if somebody told me I'm running a crypto scam, right? A crypto coin scam. Well, I don't do that. And I've never done that. And I never will. I follow Hawk too. I don't do that. So I wouldn't care, right? I would laugh about it. Maybe I'd even make a joke. It's clearly not something I do. So I don't, your accusations mean nothing to me. I owe you nothing. I owe you no apology. I've committed no wrong there. Your accusations are silly and they're not real. But if I started freaking out and screaming at the top of my lungs, you'd think maybe I am running a crypto scam, right? Or something like that. Maybe I have murdered a bunch of people for convenience, for my political career. Watch the reaction here to Anthony Weiner when PBD starts asking him about the Clinton body count. Does this seem like an innocent man? Does it seem like this is a man who knows a little too much? I'll let you decide. The president's talking about it, and so will we.
All righty. We can't play that clip because Anthony uses a lot of foul language. What would you expect a Democrat to do? They do that, right? And remember what Anthony went to jail for, okay? The entire Democratic Communist Party, the top echelon, they're, again, pedophilia, okay, is very, very widespread. It's flush with pedophilia.
Well, they're trying to make it legal.
Yeah, the ACLU is trying to legalize pedophilia.
They're trying to change terminology to try to make it more acceptable, and it's just completely unacceptable.
Yeah, I know. Well,
What are they calling it now? Minor attracted persons or something?
Listen, I remember that when I was the women went to prison for doing an abortion for killing their children. That was the law for hundreds of years. That was the law in this country until 1973. And again, because of the days we're living in, you know what? God says it's still murder. God [S2] Yep. [S1] Says it's murder. Okay. God says in his word that those women that commit that crime, that destroy his image, that kill a child, deserve to die. If they're unrepentant, they deserve to die and burn in hell. Now, that's not preached today from the pulpit. You see, God is immutable. He doesn't change. And people think that there's a mindset out here today, God's got to get with the times. We're not that way. Okay. I remember a woman when I was preaching out there at the abortion mill, okay, and she came in and she was using all kinds of foul language on me. And so I started preaching on the sin of whoredom. And whores will have their place in the lake of fire. She said, there is no more whores. There aren't any whores anymore. And what? I said, no. What? I said, there's more whores than there's ever been. Okay. And that's what we have out there today in this society. People, they don't realize that God's law has not changed one bit. His standards is not What he calls sin is still sin, and they're going to be judged by God's standard.
Well, you see, and I think the reason for that, though, too, is God is outside of time. He's outside of space, time, and he can go from the beginning of time to the end of time in the blink of an eye. He's outside of time. That's why it just baffles my mind that he knows all because he's created all. And why I don't understand how God's got to get with the times. No, you need to get right with God.
Well, you see, that's the mindset out there. This is what communism has done. I remember very clearly when Nikita Khrushchev, back in the 60s, when he took his shoe off and he hit the top of the pedestal there, the podium, and he said, "We will bury you from within. We will use your youth. We will give you dose after dose after dose of socialism until one day you awaken and you find your communist." And he talked about he'll do it through your youth. He'll do it without firing. And that's what they did. They got into the public schools. This is why we worked so hard to get people to homeschool, okay? And they did it within the universities today. They're nothing but, so many of them, indoctrination studies and cultural Marxism. That's all they are, indoctrination centers. But here, you know, when he was talking in there, and one of the victims was Jim McDougal, I stood in front of his house, Jim McDougal's house. He was a prisoner in his own house. His wife was sleeping with Bill Clinton. And here, Jim, he had, because they didn't want him to testify. And there were two cars parked out in front of his house filled with Clinton mobsters. And so when they put him in jail, he gets a visit from two doctors, not one, two so-called doctors go visit him. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after they leave, he's dead.
That's weird.
No, that's what they call Arkanside. And so, all right, the phone lines are open at 888, folks, 281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Remember what you have. We've been getting a lot of good response. I really have a lot of good response on the parts 50 years here, 50 years of fighting the fight out there.
These are the DVDs that you're giving away. $25 yeah. will get you one, or a $45 donation will get you two.
Yeah. Number two and three.
Yes.
And, boy, that's 2 hours of actual factual things. Like one of the things I talk about, and there's about Kathy Ferguson. Do you know who Kathy Ferguson was?
It sounds familiar. I can't place it, though, right now.
She was the wife of Danny Ferguson. He was one of a trooper of Clinton's troopers. And the story that I got from her, and the story that Clinton offered Danny a big job, once he got to D.C., if he would let him use his wife. And Kathy wanted nothing to do with Clinton. And so one day she was telling me how they were at a house of Thompson's, I believe is the name of the one of the movie producers' homes, and how that they had like a woman's bathroom, but as you walked in, the first room was like a powder room, and there was another door, and then there was going into the regular bathroom part of it, but that here, Kathy went in there, and Bill followed her in and tried to rape her, bent her over the counter, and just said, guess who comes out of the bathroom, but Hillary. And Hillary, according to what I was told, told Bill, you're an embarrassment to me. You're an embarrassment, okay? But anyhow,
he was always an embarrassment to the country.
Yeah. But anyhow, here she calls me. Now, at the time she calls in on the radio program, I have Larry Nichols on. I have Larry Nichols on a program. And remember, he was the real strategist for the Clinton crime family. Until, not even to the Lord, he received Christ as a Savior, and everything changed on that. He wanted to come clean. He wanted to come, and so he was raised, you know, his mother was a Christian lady, and she raised him in the Baptist church, and all of her teachings came back, and he started remembering, promises and things made to Mom. So anyhow, he wanted to come clean, and of course he knew that that would cost him. And so what happens, Kathy calls in, and she had several of the women that were involved. They were going to have a big meeting and do a press conference and expose Bill Clinton. The one lady that he raped where he bit her lip, the nurse, okay, I'm trying to remember her names. All that's in the DVDs. Then you had the woman who was in the trailer park. And then the beauty queen, Miss Arkansas. So all of those, they were going to give their testimony, a press conference. They were going to let it all out. And so I told her, I says, now that you've said that here on live radio, you, right now tell us everything you know, because if you don't, now that you've did this, now that you've said this, you know, you won't be around, okay?
No, he's in the crosshairs.
Right. And Larry says, Kathy, you listen to Pastor. You listen to what he says. He's telling you the truth. You know, everything you know, spill it out. Get it out now so it's out here. And we got it on tape. And, we, you know, because if you don't, you won't be around. And she said, no. She says, we're prepared. We know what we're doing. And Larry says, no, you don't. And the next night, she's found with a bullet in her head, in the back of her head.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had her fiancé that she had after she divorced her husband, her fiancé was a cop, and he vowed to find the killer. He was going to hunt her down. And he was found at her gravesite with a bullet in his head, okay?
Man, that's weird. What a bunch of coincidences.
There's a lot of those kind of coincidences where the Clintons are involved. All right, folks. Boy, the phones haven't rung in a little while. We really got to hear from you. We really do need. Can anybody match my 1,000? Can anybody match my 1,000? Can anybody match the 2 500s that we have tonight? We need to hear from you. We're getting a good response from Illinois out here tonight, but I'm not hearing anything from California. California, boy, I'm going to tell you. You know, we're telling you. Listen, don't let this happen like it's happened so many times before. When we've told people, We told him, and then after we've got off those stations, automatically the next day we start getting calls. We didn't know that you were. I didn't know. I hadn't heard that. I can't. When are you going to go back on? You know, when we're gone, we're gone.
And well, so, speaking of Illinois, did you see Norma in Illinois added another 50?
Thank you, Norma. Okay. But we need to hear from Dallas. We need to hear from San Diego. We need to hear from. So now, so far tonight, we've heard from Michigan. We've heard from New York. We've heard from Ohio. We've heard from North Carolina. We've heard from Canada.
PA.
Yeah, and from Pennsylvania. We haven't heard from Philadelphia. Oh, wait a minute. That's Pennsylvania. we haven't heard from Oklahoma. We haven't heard from, where else we haven't heard from?
Dallas. San Diego.
Right? Yeah, we mentioned Dallas and San Diego. Oh, we haven't heard from Minnesota. Not one call from Minnesota.
That's right.
Usually we get quite a few from Minnesota. Not any tonight. And so we need to hear from all of these. Minnesota, if you're listening out there, we need to hear from you. Remember, We have parts 1 and 2, 50 years, the story that I just told you. Remember when the plane went down over in Ukraine, the fellow that was on it, he was in charge of the Clinton Department of, I think it was agriculture. Ron Brown, that's who I'm thinking of, Ron Brown. When Ron Brown was on that plane, we broke the story. We were the first people in the whole wide world to actually break the story. Now, we weren't the first to get the story, but we were the first to break it, and there was a good reason for that. And here, there was a fellow named Ambrose Pritchard. Ambrose Pritchard, he was actually the first one to have this story. And there was a magazine out there. Now, I've got to go back. I'm trying to remember the name of the magazine. It's one of these things. It's all in the DVDs, but anyhow, that was another story. Regina in San Diego, finally. Finally, thank you, Regina. We got our first call from San Diego. Thank you, Regina. All right. Can we get anyone to match, anybody else from San Diego to match Regina's $100, okay? We definitely need to hear from you folks. You know, we have all those callers from California. You would think that we would have a lot. And all the callers we get from Texas, too, out there. So you would think there'd be a lot of callers from there. Okay. But anyhow, on that story there with Ron Brown, when the plane went down, we broke that story. And that's all in one of the DVDs here. How what happened was, I was sitting, I got to the radio station, I was sitting there at the desk, and we did a program with there was a big magazine at the time, and I'm having one of my senior moments, and believe me, I took my Prevagen too, it shouldn't be happening, but it was like, I keep wanting to say Newsweek, it wasn't Newsweek, it was a magazine like that, and I'll think of it, but anyhow, what happened was I get a call, and he's on the phone saying, listen, I got this breaking story, and what the fellow told me that here Ambrose Pritchard had this story that he had got about the plane went down with Ron Brown on it, and they wouldn't let the magazine that he worked for wouldn't let him put the story out. And the guy that killed it, that told Pritchard no, was Casper Weinberg. Now, it was interesting because we'd had Casper Weinberg on the radio program. He had a new book out at that time. And it was a book about a scenario if the United States had to go to war, if South Korea and the United States had to go to war with Korea and China. And that was his book, the scenario that he wrote. But anyhow, he killed the story. He said, no, you're not going to, we don't want to run with that. And so, they called the other magazine, and the fellow called me and told me, you're not going to believe the story I got. And he was telling me everything that happened about how Ron Brown was on a plane just 2 weeks earlier. I remember Ron Brown coming out just a couple of weeks prior to that, and he was talking about how he was under investigation, believe it or not, by about three other departments. Not only his own department, but three others for cutting deals. There was like Tyson Chicken, and he was working to put some meat manufacturers out of business, you know, so it would benefit these others. But anyhow, make a long story short, he was on this plane and he was under investigation, and from what I was told, this is what we were, what I was told at that time, was that he had a daughter, and she was only like 14 or 15, and Bill Clinton had taken a liking to her, and he had warned Clinton to leave her alone. But anyhow, the long and short was, under this investigation, Brown had come out and said that if my son and I go down, we're taking everybody with us, all the way up to Bill and Hillary. You're all going down with us, okay? Now, he said that to the DNC when they had their big convention. He let it right out. Everybody's going down with us if we go down. Well, then he was on that plane, and there were some other people on that plane at that time, too, that could cause the Clintons a problem. And so what happened on that plane, they were taking, this is the story that I got, the way that they worked it. You had the fellow that was one of the who was in charge of the airline, bringing people in there at the airport, air traffic controller. He was a young guy, was engaged. He was going to get married soon, and he could use some money. And the way that that worked is they would guide the planes in because of all the clouds on around the mountain with a beeper. A beeper would go on, and it would guide it in.
And kind of notify them when they were close to a mountain or something, right?
Yeah. And so, you know what? Let's go to a break. And when we come back, I'll finish this story. Regina, San Diego, Pledge 100, thank you. Folks, the phone lines are open, 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. Be right back.
2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Lord Almighty, I feel the temperature rise. Fire, fire is burning above and below. World, 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 you've done been set on fire. It's me you're blaming, but I tried to tell you so. It wasn't his design that you should perish in the fire. It hurts to hear you cry, burning world. Ooh, 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 I feel the temperature rising. I'm not complaining, love this new body of mine. Burning, 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 can't do nothing to me. Walking through fire and smoke, but I feel fine. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. Repentance was your cry from heaven above. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. Repentance was your cry from heaven above. Time's running out. The flames are burning your body. You're crying, please help me. I wish I knew what to say. It's hard for me. It's too late now. We're believing. Lord Almighty, it's even too late for them to pray. Lord, it wasn't your desire than any fury in the fire. Refuse, warrior, cry. It's time to die. It's a hot, burning love.
This is final warning from above. Second Peter 3:12. Looking for the hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
And you can take that to the bank. All right.
Pastor Ernie Presley.
Yeah.
Sounding good.
Hotter burning love. All righty. Yep.
Thank you very much.
That's a song about the going through the tribulation period, right at the end of the tribulation period. That's what that song's about. And so there you go. And that'll happen, folks. Believe me, God's got his hand right on everything. He's right on time, and everything he told you, like he said, I have said it, and I will do it. And he already has. All right, Joe in New York pledges 100. Thank you. And Morgan in Texas. Okay, finally we have Texas, California have joined Illinois. But Texas and San Diego's behind Illinois. So you got some catching up to do. We need
still no show from Minnesota.
Yeah, hey, that's right. No Minnesota there. No Minnesota. So folks, where is Minnesota out there? Usually they're up right there in the forefront. Okay. Now, I remember that magazine I was telling you about is Media Bypass. Do you remember Media Bypass?
I do not, no.
Yeah, oh, they were a good magazine. Their name, you know, they went right around the mainstream media and brought you the truth. And anyhow, what happened is they were on the radio program. We'd have them on weekly with stories. And so what happened was that, again, this fellow Ambrose Pritchard had the whole story. He called Media Bypass, and he was telling them all about, you know, getting the whole line. They called me. Now I'm on the phone with him, and he said, "This is a breaking story," and I was just about an hour from going on the air, and he's telling me what happened is this young aircraft controller was, he was about to get married and he could use some money. And so they had bought him. And again, like I said, they brought these planes in because of the clouds up on the top of the mountain. They would bring them in with a beeper. And what they did is they had a beeper set there on the side of the mountain. They had a car, it had a beeper. So at exactly the same time, they shut the one off up the airport, and they turned the one on the side of the mountain. So the plane was flying blind through the clouds right into the side of the mountain. Okay,
unbelievable.
There was no, and so what happened, there was one person that survived. Her name was Shelley Kelly. So after the plane crashed there, she noticed what happened, that Ron Brown was dead. But a strange thing about that, he had a bullet hole right through the top of his head that went right down. In other words, they were there, so-called Clinton's people were there. And so they found Ron Brown with a bullet hole. Now, she just had minor scrapes and bruises on her. She was the stewardess on the plane. She survived. But then you had one of those medevacs there. One of Clinton's medevacs came to take her to the hospital. And by the time she went to the hospital, her neck was broke.
Yeah, she didn't survive.
Yeah, she had in Arkansas. And so big investigation into that, but it was shut down. Okay, it was Forbes magazine, the one that first got the story, and that's where Ambrose Pritchard was working out of Forbes magazine.
I know of that one.
Yeah. So all of that, folks, and again, Caspar Weinberg was the one that shut it down. All right. Stories like that, all of those stories, 50 years. We have 50 years of these stories. It's in those DVDs. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673.
That first number you gave was the credit card line. Again, it is 888-281-1110 for the credit card line. And then the other one to send a check would be 888-677-9673.
And we don't have much time tonight's program yet, so we need to hear from you. Again, now, remember we were telling you earlier about the lawfare. Here from World News Daily, Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts takes a veiled shot at President Trump. Again, in a rare public appearance. Now, you notice when you notice that when Roberts was there and Amy Comey Bryant was with him, they weren't smiling. I mean, you can see that there was a chill when Trump.
Oh, death looks.
Yeah. When Trump approached him there, and I had a bad feeling about her all along. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts took a veiled shot at President Trump during remarks at Georgetown Law. This is the third time Roberts has publicly rebuked President Trump in recent months. Roberts didn't call out Trump by name, but he decreed the homonym attacks against justices. The court has obviously made mistakes throughout its history, and those should be criticized so long as it's in terms of decision, really, and not homonym against the justices. I just think that doesn't do any good, Roberts said, according to Politico. Well, yeah. I mean, he can look at these guys as corrupt as they are, and Chief Justice John Roberts described the rule of law as endangered and warned against trashing the justices. But speaking in Washington Monday, he didn't point fingers directly at President Trump or his allies for publicly exorating judges who ruled against aspects of Trump's agenda. First of all, these judges are out of their lane. You're talking about district court judges that are ruling a national basis. They don't have that jurisdiction. They go outside. They're violating the Constitution. They're violating the law. And it's up to the Supreme Court to do something about that. But they have they seem to be above the law. Apparently they think so. And, of course, Roberts is a part of that secret club. The notion that the rule of law governs in basic propositions, Roberts said during an appearance at Georgetown Law University, certainly as a matter of theory, but also as a matter of practice, we need to stop and reflect every now and then how rare that is certainly rare throughout history and rare in the world today. That's a bunch of bull.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Speaking at Fireside Chat to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of New York, Justice Roberts lashed out at Trump for his calls to impeach radical judges. I think Roberts should be one of those that gets impeached. What do you think?
Oh, I think he'd be first on my list.
Yeah. And so there you go, folks. All right. The numbers, the lines are open. Credit card line is 888-281-1110. The Other line is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're coming up to towards the end of the program tonight.
Did you see Kash Patel and Dan Bongino do that interview? I think it aired on Sunday, yesterday morning.
I saw parts of it. You're talking about, when he was talking about how many people have died thanks to those illegal aliens that are brought in here and the corrupt courts. How many times have people like, Alvin Bragg and others turned these animals loose back on the streets and back upon the people?
So they can prey on more people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. And of course, there's, there is, I need to probably go in and play that clip that we played again, where they're talking about, this is one of the guys that shot up, chandelier in one of Trump's, buildings there. And this has to do with the P. Diddy trials, the hearings. The fellow who was one of P. Diddy's, he's one of these porn stars, and that he actually was paid by P. Diddy to have sex with his girlfriend, and they filmed it, okay? But anyhow, he was talking about how that there is a satanic group. All these people are involved in this, and he said, this satanic group has vowed, they've put a vow up between each other to go out and to get Trump, folks. So, again, in fact, maybe what I will do, I will maybe get and play this guy's testimony for you. Maybe we can do that. We don't have time to do it tonight. But it's really interesting in that this group, and again, Satanism within the Democratic Communist Party is the fastest growing religion within the Democratic Party is Satanism. All right, Al in Oklahoma pledges 100. And James, well, we got our first one from Minnesota, and that was the first one from Oklahoma, pledges, James from Minnesota pledges $10, okay? So we got one there tonight, one Morgan from Texas, one from San Diego, but we got quite a few from New York and also Illinois tonight. That was good. All right, and Ohio. So, again, the numbers are, the credit card number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I still haven't had a match for my $1,000. I'd like to, if it's possible, to get somebody to match my $1,000 tonight before the end of the program. It would really be nice. We really could use it. Believe me, we could use it. And so, again, I'm at that point where we need to go to the most important part of the program, as we talk about every night at this time, and we give the invitation. And we finally got it. We got a match. Praise the good Lord. From Minnesota, Anonymous pledges 1,000. Amen. Thank you, Anonymous. We're going to be here, folks. We're going to be here till midnight, another 12 minutes here.
And, Pastor, I was typing there, so I didn't hear. Did you get Charlotte in Ohio with 25 and Chuck in San Diego for 100?
No, they never came up on the screen. Wait a minute. There they are.
Yeah, right there. Right above Anonymous.
Yeah, Charlotte in Ohio. Okay, 25. And Chuck, yeah, I did Chuck in San Diego for 100. Yep, thank you. So praise the good Lord for that. And keep them coming, folks. We definitely need to hear from you. We definitely do. And as we hear, I had a friend tell me that, well, a fellow who's a professor, and he tells me, I listen to your program. He said, I love it until you get to that, till you get to the point where you give that invitation. He said, a person's religion is a very, very private thing. A person's religion is not something they should share. Unbelievable.
That is the exact opposite of what you should be doing. You should be sharing your religion.
I know.
you need to profess it and preach it and share it every second of your life if you can.
I said, Professor, have you ever heard of something called the Great Commission? Someone much wiser than you and me told us to do exactly that, to go out and take it out to all the world.
Okay? He's a professor, so he's obviously book smart, but not the right book.
Well, he's a professing Methodist that hardly ever attends church, okay? And when he does attend, it's not really a Christian church, and it's one of the apostate liberal churches. So anyhow, folks, now is the time. The Bible gives you the days we're living in. The signs are clear. If you have not received Christ as your Savior, you're running out of time. You don't have any time. Believe me, you've got no time to waste. So what you do is you call upon the name of the Lord. First of all, you pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins. Then what you do, you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. It's that simple. He demands to be number one in your life. And if you'll do this, now, God looks upon your heart. If you really want to avoid that lake of fire, okay, it's your faith, okay, it's your faith that matters. If you really believe in him, that Jesus took your place, and he died upon that cross in your place, then you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. You've got God's word on that. Believe me. It doesn't get any stronger than God's word. There's nothing more powerful than the word of God. And so I want to say Lynn in Minnesota pledges 500. Thank you, Lynn. So Minnesota came in, but they come in strong, okay? And so thank you. Anyhow, how much time do I have?
About a minute and a half.
Okay. So, folks, I got out there again. I wanted to tell you that there's nothing more important for you out there, Lord, than knowing that when you leave this world, and you will, that when you die, and you will, that you're going to end up in glory and not that lake of fire. It's very real, you know. And again, there's nothing as strong, there's nothing as authoritative is the word of God. And so you have no time to waste. I had a fella tell me that, you know, when it come down to it, when he was ready to die, he would make that decision, okay? I had another young punky boy tell me, preach. He said, when I get old like you, he said, then I'll get religion. He said, but until then, I'm going to party hardy. And I told him, I didn't get this old by being stupid, son, and you shouldn't. And so we're out of time for tonight. Thanks for being here. It's time to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.
And always keep fighting the fight.
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 Fight. Fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.